This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abom. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, Nara Hamurasa Aviha Ubala Mafirin Nedareha. The Mishnah said, if one of them was mefer without the other, Loihufar. If one of them is Mekayimid, obviously Loihufar. The Gemara asked, how do we know this? How do I know that when a Nara Hamurasa, the father and the husband is Mefer? Because if you look in the Psukim, basically the Torah talks about three groups. It talks about a Nara. Nara, the father is Mefer her Nadarim. She's totally in the Rishus of her father. It talks about Anara Hamurasa, and the Namurasa it says the husband is Mefer. Then it talks about Anara Hanasua, and it says the husband is Mefer. So, it's not, at first glance, it seems the Torah is saying that Anara Hamurasa, only the husband is Mefer. The question though is, if that would be the case, then why would I need to say Anara Hanasua? Only the husband is Mefer. Obviously, if even a Nara Murasa, only the husband is Mefer, then certainly a Nara Hanesua, only the husband is Mefer. So the Ran said that the way to read the Psukim, when it says in that a Nara Murasa, the husband is Mefer, means and the husband, because it says vi. When introducing the subject of Nara Murasa in the second section of the subject matter, it says vi, it implies vav moisif al inyan rishai, not only is the father mefer, but the husband is also. So the Gemara says that the source is vim hayay siya leish unedareha aleha. This shows us that namarasa avia and the bala is mefir nedareha. The Gemara says, well, maybe that pasuk is talking about a nesua. No, it already says the anasua, the husband, is Mefer. So then the Gemara had a question. Maybe both are talking about anasua. And why do I need two psukim? The second section is saying that it granted a husband who is completely married to a woman is Mefer her nadarim, but he's only Mefer her nadarim that she made after the nasua, not previous nadarim. The Gemara said, She'ein habal mefer b'koidmin. It's to teach that the husband is not mefer the earlier nadarim. So that's where we're up to. Now the Gemara asks, well, once the pasuk says that a nesua is mefer the nadarim of her, that a husband is mefer the nadarim of the woman that he's married to fully, and he's not mefer b'koidmin, then we know that he's mefer the nadarim of a nesua. So then I don't need the second section. In other words, once I have the third section, and the third section teaches me two things. One thing it teaches me is that the husband is mefer her nadarim. The other thing it teaches me is that he's not mefer b'koidmin, but that basically teaches me everything. So in that case, I don't need the second section. Meaning, then it comes out that the second section of the Parsha of Nedarim is completely extra. Let's see the Ran. Again, what the Gemara is saying is V'lav memela shamet mina. You can't say both Parshios are talking about Nesua, because then once I have the third Parsha, the second Parsha becomes unnecessary. Says the Ran Hamamela Shamina, de Be'im, Beis, Isha, Luchidei, Sagi, de Mashamine, de Baal Mefer, Vesheina Mefer, Bekoidmin. We could learn everything out from section 3. So, that's how we know, basically, this answer is saying, since section 3 teaches me that both that a Nesua, that someone who's fully married to a woman is made for Nadarim, and he's not made for Bekoidman, section 2 would have to be talking about a Arusa, and it's saying that both he and the father could be made for her Nadarim. Iba Yisema, or if you want, you could say that the second section inherently is Mashma, it's talking about Arusa. Why? The Havaya Kedushin Mashma. The word Havaya implies Kedushin. What does it say by the second section? It says, V'im hayay siya le'ish unadareha aleha. Siya implies Kedushin. Says the Ran, V'yiboy seima Havaya Kedushin Mashma. Hilkach al karchach le'imotzes amrit ba'arusa. Now, so you say once it's talking about an Arusa, so maybe the Pasuk is saying that the father alone is mefer her Nadarim. No, because the Torah says explicitly the husband is mefer. Meaning in the first answer, the Gemara was trying to say that maybe both Parshas are talking about an Asua and an Arusa, the father alone is mefer her Nadarim. No. Al karchach lematzis amrit de ba'arusa av l'chude mefer dehavaya kedushin mashma. Alma benara hamurasa tzorech baal. We see that namurasa needs a husband. V'leisagi ba'av l'chude, and it would not be enough with the father alone, because the word havaya implies kedushin. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Ema av l'chude mefer. Maybe it means the father alone is mefer her nadarim. So you'll say, how could that be? Doesn't the Torah say explicitly that in this case, v'im hayo siel ish nadare aleha, that the husband does it? So the Gemara says back, no. Im kain v'asra isar beves avia. Heini oisa lamali. In that case, if it's saying that the father does it alone, then why would I need the first section? Imkein va'asra isar. Beves aviha, heini aviha oisa, lamali. Now, but let's just analyze this for a minute. Because what's the Gemara's question? When the Gemara says, Ema av l'chude mefer, how could that be? Doesn't the Torah say, explicitly that the husband does it? Let's see the Ran. In other words, the Gemara is suggesting now that even though Havaya is mashma kedushin, nevertheless, it could be that only the father is made for her nadarim, which flies in the face of what the pasuk says. The pasuk says explicitly that the husband does it. So see the Ran. The Ran says, "Ema av l'chudei leifar." Nearly, the av l'chudei leifar hu dekashalei. The kivan de lo yatzis amrishus ha'av. Since she didn't leave the domain of the father, kidekasivna le'el, like we wrote earlier, bedin hu dematzi meifar. Aval arus lo, but maybe the arus cannot be mefer. Usmichusa devim hayosia hainu loimar, the arus boi av. Maybe what it's saying is, the husband, if he wants to be mefer, yes, granted the Torah says the husband is mefer. It means that if the husband wants to be mefer, he needs the father. Va'arus the kazrachman aloimar shem hakim hukam. The reason why it brings in the father is that if the father is making the nedarim, then it's set and it can't be budged. K'damrin b'samach aleya da'av. I, the pasuk says explicitly that the husband is mefer. V'yafagav the ksiv aleha dim hayo isiyo le'ish v'chulu v'im v'yom shamaya isha yani isa v'hefer es nidra. So doesn't that imply that the husband is the one doing it? So what's the Gemara's question? That very nice, it's talking about the father, but maybe the very nice, it's talking about an arus, but maybe the father alone could do it without the arus. Very, very nice, we're talking about an arusa, but maybe the father could do it without the husband, but it says the husband does it. So how are you going to get around that? When it says the husband is mefer, it doesn't mean his hafara helps. What this means is ela she'im loy hafer b'yom shamay, if he's not mefer, nimsa shahekim, it comes out that he's establishing it. D'lahachi b'lchud hu d'ukma b'rshusa d'aras. That is, for this alone, it's in the domain of the aras. For lav lamidi achrini, not for anything else. The kivin de la yatzasim rishus av, since she didn't leave the domain of the father. Ein lechalas chus ba'aras. All the aras has is ela bepachais shabashirin. We're going to minimize his ability to the smallest amount. What does that mean? It seems like the Gemara's question is like this. Okay, Vim Hayoy Siya Le'ish is referring to Kedushin. And if it's referring to Kedushin, then it's saying that the husband is Mefer and the father is Mefer. So Gemara says, no, maybe only the father is Mefer. Aye, but it says the husband is Mefer. No, we don't really need him. What it's saying is, we're going to minimize him. We're going to say that really it's up to the father. Meaning, if the husband is mefer, we need the father to be mefer. But if the father is mefer, we don't need the husband to be mefer. We just need him not to be makim. Now, it happens to be that if he's silent, that's a way of being make him. But if he's not silent, because let's say he didn't know about it, or if he's mefer, then it's the father who's mefer. In other words, what we're saying is, just because we're talking about an arusa, doesn't necessarily mean the husband and the father are mefer. Maybe just the father is mefer. What is the husband's role? We're going to minimize it. Maybe all it does is we can have him confirm it. Confirm would mean if he says, I confirm. Confirm also means if he is silent. But if he wasn't around, then maybe just the father does it. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Because then, if that's the case, if we don't need him at all, then why in case one, where she's just a Nara, if we don't need the husband, then why would I need to know that a Nara, the father is made for her Nadarim? Obviously the father is made for her Nadarim. The father even is made for her Nadarim as a Nara Murasa. Why do I need case one? Look in the Lashon of the Gemara. It says, Gemara, Imkein, Va'asra, Isar, Beisavia, Yani Isa, Lamali, Hashta now Yeshleimar, B'makayim Arus Mefer Av L'chudei. If even when there's an Arus, the father is really the one who's being made for it. Shaloi B'makayim Arus Mibay. Do I need to say if the Arus is not there? Let's see the Ran. Imkein, U'mahadir le Imkein, V'asur Yisr B'vesavi Alamali Kalamra Amai Tarch Kra, Lashmi Inan D'ba'oy D'pnuya. Why does the Pasuk go out of its way to say that when she's a Pnuya, Meferav La'ashme'inan hachi basar kra Tevi'im hayosia. I could have learned it from section 2. From Vim hayosia le'ish. And I would have known that if b'makam aros the av is mefer by himself, shaloi b'makam aros, of course the av is mefer. So Gemara says, no. Maybe like this. Maybe really the father needs the aras. Ema avli bay aras. Why don't I say that really the father needs the aras? Maybe by anara murasa, the father needs the aras. And really, it's the aras doing it and not the father. So what is the father's role? The father's role is not really anything. The aras doesn't need the father. But the aras alone could be mefer. Look in the Lashon of the Gemara. Ema avli bay aras. Say the father, if he's mefer, he needs the aras. The aras alone could be mefer. V'chitema avdi kazrach man alamli. Why does the Torah write the father? Because we're reading it now that it's a vav, like the Ran said earlier, the vav is moisef al inyan rishayin, that just like the father is mefer by a nara, he's also mefer together with the aras by nara marasa. So what we're saying, we're going to reduce the father. Mi boilei d'im hekem hekem. What it's teaching me is that if the Arus is Mefer, and the father is Mekam, then she's stuck. We don't need the father to be Mefer, but if he's Mekim, if he certifies it, then it's going to be a problem. Says Gemara, V'chitima Avdika. Again, the Gemara is asking, Ema Avli Boy Arus, why don't we say the father needs the Arus? For Arus L'chudei Mefer. The aras alone could be mefer. V'chitema av dekas of rachmana lamali. And if you're going to say the father that the merciful one writes, why do I need it? Mi boile, it's needed. I hekem hekem. Look in the Ran. I boys ema av boy aras aval aras l'chudei lefer. The Ran is going to explain that the Gemara now just completely did a 180. Says Aran, Mechichaza, once the Gemara saw, Demai de Solak Adaita Meikara, that the initial supposition, that the Nara Hamurasa La Yatsasa Klamishasav, that Nara Hamurasa did not leave the domain of the father at all. Lessa, and that's no longer true, the Al Karchin, because now we're saying Kishinas Arsa, when she does Erisin, Avluchudei loy matzi mefer, the father alone cannot be mefer. Mapichle lepircha. Now we're flipping the question. Once we say that in fact she's not in the domain of the father, let's put her totally in the domain of the husband. The kivan chikain adaraba. Mashmeusa dekroy. The textual insinuation indicates that it's the husband that has control over her. The aras ikar, because all it says is when beis isha nadara, the husband is mefer. The av tafalai, the kima the tar rachman al hashmina, the av mefer koydem shenas arsa. The tar goes out of its way to say the father is mefer before erisin. That implies mklal de la achar shenas arsa nafkalim mershusa. That implies after erisin, she leaves his domain. The kima the kas of krab behedya. Since the pasuk says explicitly the aras mefer, mashal del chudei mefer. So why do I need the father? V'shutfase the av delesa elamishum vav moisav al inyan rishon mistayach. The only partnership of the father is learned out of the vav v'im. So in that case, let's give the ikar primacy to the husband. So, and we'll relegate the father to second class, and his role is just that he's not needed to be mefer, but if he's mekim, then it's it's not an old. Loimar she'im heikim hukam. Devadei pshita dekra mashna de'arz l'chudei lefer. Really, the pasuk, the simple reading of the pasuk is mashma. The arus alone is mefer. Ela d'loy matzina l'meimer d'loy shaykh abe nidra arusa ela arus. You can't say, you know, why didn't the Gemara say, well, maybe only the husband? Because we already explained that. D'hachi hafaras avde kazrach man olamali. Then why do I need to know the father is mefer at all? V'kivan shekein kol heich demukmasel la'av midi sagilan. We're going to reduce the father to the bare bones minimum involvement. V'nukmi hachi lim heikem hukam. Why don't we say that what the father could do is if he's mekim the neder, it's established, but he's not needed to be mefer. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if you want to reduce the father, and that really he's not needed to be mefer, but if he's mekim, it's hukam, imkein beis isha nadara lamai kasav, then why does the Torah have to write the third section? Namely, that if she's a nesua, the husband alone does it. If the husband alone really does it when she's an arusa, and the father is just relegated to a bare bones minimum, not that he's needed to be mefer, it's just if he's mekim, it interferes, then I need to know if she's a complete nesua, the husband alone does it. It's obvious. He was basically doing it alone as a nara amurasa. So I need to say that if it's a nara nesua, he does it. Imkein besi shanadara lamai kasav. So basically, we have two extremes. We have the case of Nesua, where the husband alone does it. Nara, Nesua, the husband alone does it. A plain Nara, the father alone does it. So what are you going to say about the middle case? Who are you going to give primacy to? If you give primacy to either one, if you give primacy to the father by Nara Murasa, then I don't need case one anymore, that the father does it on his own by a nara, because he was basically given the whole job as a nara maras. If you give primacy to the husband, then I don't need case three. You see, the father has locked in a regular nara. The husband has locked in nara nesua. You know what that indicates about case two? Case two, like the Mishnah says, Nara Murasa Avio Bala Mefer. They both do it together, but neither has primacy. Because if either is given primacy, then case one or case three becomes superfluous. So Gemara says, why would I need case three? Kavachimer, Maba Makim Av Oras Mefer L'chadei. If when the father has some rights, the husband does it on his own, Shaloi B'makim Av Mibay, I need to say where the father has no rights at all. Let's see if the Ran says something. We don't have to do that, Ran. But now the Gemara has another question. Ema im beis isha nadara. Loimar she'ena bal mefer b'kaidmin. Why don't we say, no, really, I'll tell you that in case two, the husband does it alone. Then why do I need case three? Oh, you're right. I don't need case three to say the husband does it alone. I need case three to say, but he doesn't do it if the nedarim were made before. Loimer she'ein abal mefer b'koidmin. See the Ran. Ema in beis isha nadara loimer she'ein abal mefer b'koidmin. It's needed to be mamayit. Says the Gemara, that can't be umina, because then we're going to learn from that case itself. If you're going to say, if we're going to say that case three was only needed to teach me that the Nesua can't be Mefer B'Koidmin, then can we learn from that case Question, could an arus be mefer b'kaidmin? Right, what are we saying now? Just think carefully. We're saying, we want to say that an arus could do it on his own. And what's the father needed? Oh, it's only needed that if he's mekim, he'll interfere with it, but he's not needed to be mefer. And the question is, so why do I need, in case 3, section 3, that the husband could do it alone? Obviously, he could do it alone. No. It's not to teach he could do it alone. It's to teach he can't be made for b'kaidmen. Question, could an arus be made for b'kaidmen? An arus can. But that's counterintuitive. How could it be that someone who is fully married to a woman can't be made for b'kaidmen? And an arus, who's only partially married to her, could be made for b'kaidmen. You know why? Must be because someone's helping him out. Who's be helping out the arus? The reason why someone who did nesuin can't be made for b'kaidmen is because he had no authority over her on the nadarm she made before he married her. So, you know, but the halacha is an arus could be made for b'kaidmen. Why? Why could an arus be made for b'kaidmen? But he also for sure he doesn't even have full sovereignty over her now. Why would he be able to be made for the nadarm that she made earlier? The answer is because he must be working in cahoots with someone who did have authority over her before. The father. What do you mean? I thought the father is not a relevant party. Ah, must be the father is a relevant party. In other words, if we're going to say that case 3, what do you want to say? Really, the husband is made for alone by Nara Murasa. And what's case 3 teaching me? That he can't do it b'koidman. So can you tell me why in case 2 he could do it b'koidman? The only explanation is because he's working together with the father. So he's working together with the father. That means the father has authority here. So the father is not just needed that he could be makim, must be the father is playing a role in being mefer. Let's read the words. Umina, from that case itself. In other words, the nesua, not the nesua, the man who has nesuin to the woman can't be mefer b'koidman. So then why could the arus be made for b'kaidmen? Arus made for b'kaidmen. You know why? Elalav mishum shudfasei da'av. It must be because of the partnership he has with the father. Look in the Ran. Umina kolaymar mimai da'amrit de'bal ina made for b'kaidmen. The fact that the husband is not made for b'kaidmen. Shaminan, we could deduce, she'ein arus made for elabishfasei da'av. That an arus is only being made for with the partnership of the father. Do av va'arus made for b'koidmen. The father and the arus are made for b'koidmen. Kidimashma mi v'unedareha aleha. It says, and her nedarim are on her, which implies nedareha shahayu aleha kvar. It says by Nara Murasa, unedareha aleha. What does that mean? It says that if she gets married to someone and her nedarim are on her already, he could be mefer. V'hechi afshar the arus mefer v'leibal. How could it be possible that the arus could be mefer her koidman and not the husband? That's counterintuitive. A full husband can't be mefer b'koidman and an arus could. Explain that. How could an arus have more capacity than a fully married man? It must be because the arus is working together with someone who had control over her at the time she made those earlier nedarim. Lav mishum shetfasid av de mefer b'kulei digabi av leka koidman. By father, there's no such thing as koidman. The father always comes before the child. You hear this chiddush? First comes a father, then comes a child. A child never came before a father. There's no such thing as koidman. There's only koidman vis-a-vis a baal, not vis-a-vis a parent. Kein nirali perusha de shmaitza. Any questions?
You're changing the game. he has to be changing the case.
Okay, let's say this very clear. Case one, a nara, the father does it. Case three, a nesua, the husband does it. Our question is, a nara hamurasa, who's in charge? The Mishnah says they're both in charge. But the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe only one of them is. And the other one is just, you know, the other one is just standing there to look good. Yeah, if they're making it, they'll interfere with it, but they're not needed to be mefer. So the Gemara basically says, if that's the case, if the father is the scarecrow and we don't need him there, he's just standing there, and the husband's the one doing it, then I don't need to say case three, because if the husband's doing it by Narmaras, he's definitely doing it by Nesua. If the husband's the scarecrow and the father's doing it, I don't need case one, because if the father's doing it by Narmaras, it's certainly by regular Nara. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, really, the father's a scarecrow, he does nothing. The husband does everything. Why do I need case three? I only need case three to tell me that the husband can't be made for the earlier Nedarim. So Gemara says, okay, that's not going to help you. You know why? Because we know that by an Oros, he could be made for the earlier Nedarim. Because it says Aleha, even the ones that are on already. There is no logical explanation for why a fully married man cannot be made for the Koidman, and an Oros could, other than the fact that the Oros is working in cahoots with someone who does have the ability to be made for the Koidman, and that's the father.
The case had to be changed.
What did we change?
The father can't be made for her nether. Can't be made for her nether if the father didn't. If the father wasn't made for her nether, the husband can't be mevatelet even in kedusha. The father has to be made for it in order for it to be for the husband to be made for it as well.
Again, we're trying to prove they both need to be made for it. No, the Gemara questioned that. The Gemara said maybe not. Maybe.
Then we came and said that the husband is able to do it during Kedushin. How could the husband do it during Kedushin? Because the father already did it.
No, but now the Gemara is asking maybe not. Maybe the husband could do it alone. And we don't need the father.
Do it alone because it's a third case.
So to that the Gemara said maybe the husband could do it alone. The third case? No, the third case is only needed to say he can't be made for earlier Nadarim.
Which means he can't do it alone. Only reason he could do it alone.
No, it doesn't.
The only reason he could do it during Kedushin is because he did it with the father.
No. Maybe really, the Gemara's question is like, he could do it alone. Maybe he could do it alone. Why do I need the case three? To say that he could only do alone the Nadarim she made and not in that state, but not the Nadarim she did earlier. To which the Gemara says, the Gemara says, well, let's point out that by an Oros, you could be made for earlier Nadarim. And that only makes sense if the father is actively being made for. If he's not, then who's helping this Oros be made for earlier Nadarim? Join us at 10 p.m. for the Reb Chaim Falaji Yardside event. Okay, Hatzlacha. Have a good night, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.